In this chapter, I'll be talking about purpose. What is purpose? How can I find my purpose? And so on. Now, when I talk about purpose is your destiny. It's your essence. It's what God has created you for. It's the reason why God placed you on planet Earth. Going back to society, society believes human beings should follow a particular path. If you're entering this career, you should follow this path. In fact, sometimes your parents are the ones that will determine, oh, I want my child to be a doctor, I want my child to be a pilot, a nurse, a dentist. There's so many things. The child might actually want to be something else, but not to offend the parents or not to cause any strife or quarrel between the family. He or she will just obey what the parents say. But there are some that don't even know what they should be doing. So whatever direction the breeze blows, they just fall. They just see themselves in that calling, in that purpose, which is very wrong and very catastrophic. Now, your purpose is your essence, is what you should be doing on earth. Some people see other people's calling and destiny and they envy it, they like it. That's what they copy, and they start doing their own by the side. And most of the time, it feels all the time, they don't derive any benefit or anything from it, they are not satisfied. When you get your purpose, there are a lot of benefits attached to it. Number one, you know your self-worth, you know your strength, you know your abilities, you know how far you can go with that thing. You're not afraid, you can defend it at any time. Also, you enjoy your purpose. It just makes you happy. It's not like it's a duty, something you have to do by force. It doesn't make you sad when you think about it. No, you are so excited about it. You are happy to engage in it. Also, when you are in your purpose, it brings you wealth. It makes you wealthy. And there, you have God's protection. Because when you do what God says you should do, when you are obedient to Him, when you are in His plan, when you do His plan and His will for your life, He protects you. He protects that cause. At the end of the day, when you fulfill your purpose, it not only has impact on you or your family, but even your generation and people around you. So locating your purpose is very important. It's very important. You don't just want to leave planet Earth and that will be the end. Nobody will know anything or even have anything to say about you. To just be like you just passed through Earth. That's all. No. And this happens a lot to people who are not in their purpose. They just move and that's the end. No. You are meant to impact the world. You are meant to impact your generation. And you can only do this when you are in your purpose, when you are doing what God wants you to do. So that's why it's important to find your purpose and not just go along with what every other person is doing. Purpose is important. Now, someone may ask, how do I find my purpose? How do I know what God has placed me on earth to be doing? First of all, you have to have a relationship with God, because you need to ask God for that purpose. He's the one that created you for the purpose. He's the one that knows what you should be doing part-time. He's the one that will direct you and lead you to the end if you allow Him. So therefore, you have to maintain a relationship with God. You go before Him. You ask Him. If you don't know Him yet, you come, you ask, as in, there should be salvation. You ask the Lord Jesus to be your Savior, the Lord over your life. You accept Him into your life. And once you've done this, you begin to walk according to His word, what it says in His word, what He tells you. Then you now begin to develop a relationship with God. So it's in that process, God will be revealing various things to you. it begins to reveal certain things to you. And also, you notice your purpose most of the time is associated with your passion, something you just enjoy doing, something you are is like is in it, is in you. You can't help it. It's part of you. So you can also find it together with asking God about what your purpose is. Now, no purpose is inferior. No purpose is superior to the other. Your own purpose is unique to you. Whatever thing God has told you to do, you can be sure that it's awesome and it's unique, whatever it is. So please don't look down on yourself or other people. Because once you build on that purpose, once you build on it and you develop yourself in that area, you become a marvel to your world. You become a trailblazer, a pace setter in that area. Now, once you've found your purpose, you need to run with it. You don't just sit down there and adoring the purpose or worshipping it. No, you need to run with it. And how do you run? There are some ingredients you need together to move in this purpose. Number one is discipline. You found your purpose, you discipline yourself in it, discipline your time, discipline your habits, your relationship, the way you eat, even the way you eat. Just discipline yourself in the purpose. Then also be diligent, be consistent, don't back out, keep on doing it. Because it's the process of doing it that makes you better. And that's where the growth occurs. So just be persistent. Be persistent. Once you are persistent, you begin to see the fruit of your labor. It's also important to go with integrity. Integrity is something that is very scarce in our society. It's very scarce. And people who have this virtue are not really liked. Such persons, they say the truth. They don't have time for nonsense. They say it the way it is, while others try to please this and that person. No, they don't have time to please anybody. They are kind to people, yes. They help people. They do the good things. But what the world likes is eye service. You know, all those eye service and all the other category trying to manipulate people's thoughts or all those things. You know? Self-image and so. No. Someone that has integrity is not all about me, myself, and I. Someone that has integrity is truthful, straight to the point. The person calls a spade, not an agricultural instrument. This is the way it is. Such a person loves justice and hates injustice. Also, you need to have this push. You need to have this determination. Be determined that you will get it. Be determined that you will hit the mark. Be determined that you will get the prize. Be determined that you will be on top. And with this determination, this drive makes you go further. It makes you push further. It makes you go further in life. And finally, sacrifice. There are some things you need to let go. For that your purpose. For that your calling to move forward. This could be in terms of friends, in terms of time, in terms of luxury, things you were doing before, even though they weren't productive, yeah, you still have to let them go. And others, like even feeding, eating healthy, letting go of the pleasurable things that are very good. They are not good, but they are, the body wants it. Those kind of things, you have to sacrifice a lot in the process of engaging your purpose. And may I also add that in your purpose, it's important to engage in kingdom endeavors, like prayers, praying for the kingdom, for the lost, for people, reaching out to souls, giving towards the kingdom. Why? Because in Matthew 6:33, the word of God says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, then all other things shall be added to you." Which means if you are advancing God's kingdom, there are benefits you get, rewards you get, things you didn't even expect. you are, they'll just, it's just become your way of life, just be automatically added to you. And this makes it easy to function on earth. At the end of the day, to do anything productive in life, you need God. I need God. We all need God. Without God, we are nothing. Without God, yes, though we might make it a little bit on earth, we have zero rewards in eternity. Without God, life is full of struggles and difficulty. To enjoy life to the fullest, it's important to have a relationship with God. To enjoy a stable mental health, it's important to have a relationship with God. Therefore, start building one today. Thank you for engaging with this course, and I hope you've been blessed by these messages. Stay blessed.